I would now like to introduce Representative Martin Causer. Representative Causer has represented the 67th Legislative District in Cameron, McKean, and Potter County since 2002. As a former EMT, 911 dispatcher, and police officer, he has always been a vocal advocate for public safety and emergency services issues. This summer, he led the successful effort to obtain a much-needed increase in the state's Medicaid reimbursement rate for basic and advanced life support calls. Representative Causer.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm deeply honored to join you here today as we gather to remember the men and women who lost their lives while trying to save the lives of others. There's no greater sacrifice than the willingness to run toward danger, be it fire, flood, motor vehicle accident, natural disaster, or some other emergency, while everyone else is running away. But as EMS providers, in many cases, that's exactly what you do. Those of us who have worked in the field of emergency medical services, whether as volunteer or career, know full well what our brothers and sisters are made of. Grit, determination, bravery, and commitment to a mission that is greater than ourselves. But I think it wasn't until the tragedy of 9/11 that people across our state and across our country fully recognized just how devoted first responders really are. On that awful day, I was dispatching at the McKean County 911 Center. As Mark said, I think everyone remembers where they were on that day and that morning. And naturally, the radios were kind of going crazy with calls, especially when Flight 93 crashed in Somerset County. And it was hard to fathom what was happening in our country. But I'll never forget those images of the first responders going into the burning Twin Towers in New York City, and of the EMTs and paramedics treating the survivors who made it out, along with the anger that I felt about this horrific act of terrorism. The sorrow I felt for the thousands of people who ultimately would lose their lives. And then came feelings of hope and pride. There's no greater contrast to the pure evil of the terrorists than the selflessness and heroism of our first responders. It made me proud of my fellow Americans and gave me hope that we would overcome this tragedy. There's no question these first responders are heroes, and I'm sure we can all agree that Pennsylvania first responders that we remember here today are heroes as well. But so are each of you heroes. Because when someone dials 911, you rush to the scene. The treatment, care, and comfort you provide to the patient or victim means the world to them and their loved ones. You are in the business of saving lives, and there is no greater calling. While this is not the time to discuss the financial challenges and personnel shortages facing many of our emergency responder organizations, I know these issues make your jobs even harder. And you persevere anyway because it's what you love to do. You are driven by the same level of devotion as the men and women we honor here today. They made the ultimate sacrifice, but you also make sacrifices each and every day, putting yourselves at risk and giving up time with your families in order to serve others. Pennsylvanians owe much gratitude to our emergency responders, both past and present. While we pay tribute to our brothers and sisters lost in the line of duty over the years, we also say thank you to all of you for your service to our communities and our Commonwealth. May God bless all of our EMS providers. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Representative Causer.